What we're discussing today is the halachas of reheating food on Shabbos, putting things back onto the fire. Now, if it's a liquid, there's nothing to talk about, because if a liquid that got cooled off, you want to put it back onto the fire, there's no heter whatsoever, the way we assume that there's bishul achar bishul b'dover lach. So the only thing, the possible heter, is a solid that was fully cooked before Shabbos, and now you kept it in the fridge Friday night, and now you want to reheat it on Shabbos morning, so then at the lunch meal you could serve warmed food to your guests or yourself or whatever. So we discussed that according to most poskim, if you have a blech and you put the chicken, Shalom, and you put the chicken on the blech, that is forbidden, except for Rav Avadi Yosef, because we assume that any time you put food on the fire on Shabbos, so if it wasn't fully cooked, that's an Issa D'Oraisa, that's a Torah prohibition, because your mamish cooking on Shabbos. But even if it was fully cooked, we saw the Rashba that says there's a din of Mechse Kimavashel. And if something is, it looks like cooking. In other words, any time you put something on the fire, even if it's fully cooked, midrabanan, rabbinically, it's usher because mechzik imavasha. It looks like cooking, and that's a rabbinic issur drabanan. Yet the poskim say there's a heter. Now, so all poskim say, except for Rav Avadi Yosef, that if you put food on the blech, that's and there's a fire, that's putting it on the fire. Even though most people don't cook with a blech, so maybe that's not mechse kimavashel, it doesn't look like cooking, but it's still usser if it can get hot. But what is a heter? Heter that the poskim quote from the Rashba is the heter of kedera al gabe kedera, which means that if I have food, I have a pot on the fire, and I want to reheat fully cooked chicken, so what I could do is put a pot on top of a pot. In other words, a pot is on the fire or on the blech, and now you put a second pot on top of it, the one that has the chicken, and even though there's a fire underneath, so Chazal did not prohibit that, because you don't say that looks like cooking, because no one in his right mind cooks with a pot on top of a pot. So therefore, the concept of Mechzikim of Ashel does not apply. Now,
so you could do that even without a blech then? Because if it's just based could, on not looking like it's cooking?
Maybe, we'll see. Maybe you still need a blech, we'll see. But there is a discussion, a big discussion of the poskim as regarding a so-called contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict itself from one passage to another passage. Now, there are known to be a lot of contradictions in the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, recently I saw a whole discussion from the Rav Shmuel Abuhav, who wants to claim that the Shulchan Aruch was not authored by one person. Meaning, when they wrote the biography about the Chofetz Chaim, So it's, as Rav Shechter pointed out, they say that when the Chofetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Brura, he gave different simanim, different chapters to different people to write. So one to his this son, the other son, and explains the reason why there are contradictions in the Mishnah Brura is because they were written by different people. So the Dvar Shmuel, that's a very old sefer that goes back to, you know, a little bit later, as Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out, than when the Shulchan Aruch itself was written, but it goes back hundreds of years. That wanted to say that the Rav Yosef Kara wrote the Beis Yosef, that was a summary of all the opinions, and then the Shulchan Aruch is the one line plaque. So the Dvar Shmuel wants to claim that was given to different people to do, and therefore it wasn't written by one person. And therefore, that's why there could be steers in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Dvar Shmuel says. And others disagree with him. Others disagree and say, no, Chas v'Shalom to say such a thing.
Is that based on Svara and studying it, or is it based on Masora?
He says it.
He says it on what basis?
Steer is too
similar. He just says it. He just says it. He just says it, and he says, and that's why there are steers. Presumably a svara. Mm-hmm. Rav Abadi years ago showed me in the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon says that there are a lot of steers in the Shulchan Aruch Kayadua. Some statement like that I can show you. So I'm going to show you now two verses in the Shulchan Aruch. I want to hear your opinion of, before I give you the opinions of this achron and that achron, what you say about the steer. So take a look on page 2. One is Sif Gimel, one is Sif Hay. Hamashkin Baboker, a person wakes up in the morning. This we did last week. Virash Higdicha Tapshiv. So he sees that his food is about to get burnt, or got burnt a little. It's too close to the fire. Viare, he's afraid. Penyach diach yoser. That maybe it's gonna, even if he leaves it on anymore, it's gonna burn even more. But he doesn't want to take it off because he still wants the food to be warm for the meal. So what does he do? Yad Yosim Hagedera Shatav Shel Besocha Al Gabi Kedera Reikonis. So the simple shot is he takes it off of the fire, the food. He takes an empty pot and he puts it on the fire, and then he takes this pot on top of that. The Yizayah Shel Yosim Kederaso Al Gabi Karka. Because it's only mutter if he's still holds on to the pot that with the food, because basically this bottom pot is like a blech, so therefore you can't just return stuff to the blech. It has to be ode biyodo. It has to still stay in your hand. Once you put it down, that's like returning it, putting it new on the blech, and that's mechzikim avashel. So he says, as long as you keep it in your hand, that's okay. But you can't take it from the fridge. In other words, you could take it off the fire, keep it in your hand, and then put it back on the empty pot, but not putting it l'chatchila from the fridge Friday night. That was in the fridge the whole Friday night, and probably put it back. However, that's in Gimel. In Hay, he says, Mutter loses al pik kideres chamin b'shabes tavshil neshin spashil me'erv shabes kol tzorcho. That a person could take something that was fully cooked and put it on top of a pot on Shabbos, even though it was in the fridge the whole Friday night. So in Sif Gimel, in verse, he says only if it's still Odu B'Yodo. because that's not called the heter of kedera al gabi kedera. And in sif hey, he doesn't require od biyodo, because as long as you're putting one pot on top of another pot, that's ein derech bishul b'kach. Aval. Yeah, okay. So the question is like this. If there's a leniency that you're allowed to put food from the fridge, a dry piece of chicken or kugel from the fridge on the fire on Shabbos morning to heat it up if it's fully cooked, if you're putting it on top of another pot, as he says in Hay, so how come in Gimel he says that was only if you were holding on to it the whole time? So obviously it means you took it off and you're putting it back on, but if you put it in the fridge, you're not holding on to it the whole time, then you can't do it. But in Hay he says that if it's one pot on top of another pot, then the concept, the din de rabbanan, does not apply. So how do you explain the contradiction? This is the famous contradiction. And in Gimel, again, he says you can put one pot, you can put it on top of a pot, provided that you're holding on to it the whole time since you took it off. And in Hay, he says no, even if you're not holding on to it, as long as you're putting one pot on top of another pot, Shabbos morning, you can go ahead and put it on the pot.
Yeshana means it's still hot. Yeshana and Gimel means it's still hot and when it was used.
Which where?
Kedera Yeshana and then Gimel, second line.
Second. Laniach Kedera Yeshana Reikonis. It means it's an old pot. In other words, he says, because if it's a new pot that Magen Avraham explains, then there could be an isser of putting it on the fire because it can get solidified. The pot itself, you're doing something to the pot that might be a prohibition. But that's a separate issue.
Well, so the cases are different because in the first case, he's concerned it's going to get burnt, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a gedera. It's a in the first. It's like a.
Yeah, but if he's concerned it can burn, if you say that you're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot, even though the fire is underneath, then it shouldn't be. You shouldn't have to hold on to it the whole time.
He's saying this is hot, so he takes it off, all the yodo, and he puts it back on with another pot in between.
Right. But why does it have to be Odo Biyodo?
Well, it's the only practical difference between these two cases. So maybe it's something around the fact that he's concerned it was going to get burned, no?
Shalom. Boy, that's a neighbor.
Gimel's a...
Make yourself comfortable.
Gimel's a Kedera Reikness.
Okay, we're doing the Stira now. The world-famous Stira, page 2, between Reish Nun Gimel Gimel and Reish Nun Gimel Hey. In Reish Nun Gimel Gimel, he says that if you wake up in the morning, Shabbos morning, and your food is about to burn, so take the food off the fire, take a pot, put it on the fire, and put this pot on top of the other pot. But it has to be odo biodo. And in Hay, he says that if you want to take something from the fridge on Shabbos morning, even though it wasn't odo biodo, it was in the fridge the whole night, you can put it on the fire as long as there's another pot that you're putting on top of. Kedera al gabe kedera. So the question is, in Gimel he says it's only if it's odo biyodo. In Hay he says there's a heter because the whole iser is mechzikim avashel, that you're doing something that, in other words, even though something is fully cooked before Shabbos, there's still an iser to put it on top of the fire on Shabbos because it looks like you're cooking. But if there's a pot on the fire and you're putting one pot on top of the other pot, that doesn't look like cooking because no one in his right mind cooks by putting one pot on top of the other pot. So therefore, even if it was on in the fridge the whole Friday night, it's okay. That's sif hey. Mutar lo says al pi kederes chamim b'shabbos tavshel l'shabbos l'meir b'shabbos kol tzarcha. She'ing derech bishul b'kach.
Very Simon, isn't that the hat that people use for the warming tray? They say that when I spoke to Eric Steinberg, so the first thing he said to me, it's not that you quoted this. And he said, it's not derech bishul b'kach. This was years ago when the warming tray first started coming out.
Yeah, so you're talking about a plata or a warming drawer? A warming drawer. So a warming drawer I have a separate packet on. So we're going to see. there are different opinions about, you know, we got a new plata, you know, because of that whole Misa, you know, in Brooklyn, that the fire, that seven people got killed. So we threw out our old one. It was already getting old, and we got a new one that was, you know, checked out for its, you know. So there's a machlokas haposkim, whether you're allowed to take food from the fridge and put it on the on a warming, what do you call it, a plata.
Warming drawer is different, right?
Okay, but so
I'm just asking, why isn't this the same thing?
Yeah, okay, we're going to talk about that. That's a separate whole. I'll tell you why it's different. I'll tell you why it's different. Mm-hmm. See, because yes, this David Feinstein told me once many years ago that he felt that you cannot put a chicken on a warming on a plata on Shabbos, even though.
Is a plata the same thing as a warming tray?
Let's assume.
Assume that that is.
Yeah, because
hot plate.
That's the word I was looking for. Hot plate. So. So some want to say, like Rabbi Willig wanted to say, it's okay because people don't cook that way. Rav David Feinstein told me, no. Lemaisa, there's a heat source there underneath, which is like a fire. So you're putting it on top of the fire. So anything on top of the fire is usur. Chazal only were makel if there's another kedera al gabe kedera.
That was a raspa.
Yeah, it's a Rashba. Right. You're right. You got me. You're right. He's right. I give him credit. It's not a Chazal. It's a Rashba. No. To tell you the truth, there's a discussion in this Gemara in the end of Matomnin also about it. But you're right. Pashas is a Rashba. So that could be different. Because there you're putting it mamish on the heat source directly. So some want to say, that's Rabbi Willig's approach, is that lemaisa people don't cook on a warming trough, on a hot plate or a warming trough. So therefore, you should be able to take a piece of chicken out of the fridge and put it there because it's not Mexican mevashel. The din derabanan of Mexican mevashel doesn't apply, and the counter svara, David Feinstein holds or the body holds, is that no, that. If it's on directly on top of a heat source, even though lemaisa you don't usually cook that way, that's called Mexican mevashel. If you can get yatzo lettuce bowl.
Do we have kisvei yad of the machaber? Do we know that we're not missing something here? It's very strange to have the stira literally.
Right, I got through saying before Dr. Maybrook walked in. That, you know, the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Abadi showed me this, Vilna Gaon writes that there are many stiras in the Mechaber. And I said that the Dvar Shmuel, of Shmuel Abu Hav, in the Kadmoinim, wants a claim that the Mechaber, basically, he wrote the Beis Yosef, but when it came to the Shulchan Aruch, he assigned different people to write the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, you take these 20 simanim of Beis Yosef, and then just summarize and write the
words. You
take
halacha gimel and you take
right. So that probably does, but gimel and hay is not mistaber. So close by. So that's why I'm coming to you. Before I'm going to tell you what the achronim say to answer this question, I want to hear what the oilam here says to answer this question.
Does the mashkim of a boker have anything to do with it?
Maybe yes. You know, Rabbi Willig once said from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the big yisod, the chiluk has to be mechalik. In other words, the fact that you're wearing a blue shirt, I'm wearing a white shirt, so it's different, but that's not, you know, it happens to be in the morning, but that's a difference. But who says that difference makes a difference?
Right.
The chiluk has to be mechalik.
Gimel's a kedera rikness and hay's a kedera's mo. Is there any of these chiluk, is any of these nafkamines here mechalik, you know, between the two?
Right. Oh, so one approach. Who are you quoting?
Maybe the Magen Avraham.
No, so there is a famous shot of the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim, we'll see it inside in a second, wants to say there's a difference between if the bottom pot is empty versus the bottom pot is full. See, the Gimel is talking about an empty Yerekonis. It's empty. It's empty. So if you put it on an empty pot, so then that's Osir. Unless you were holding on, because an empty pot is like a blech. So, but it's not like a kedera. Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, he built this over Rav Soloveitchik, he viewed this as a crooked blech. It's only considered kedera al gabi kedera, the Prima Gadim says, if there's food or liquid in the bottom pot. But if the top pot is what?
Empty.
It's empty, so then not.
Where do you get that thing? Where do you see the word in hay?
Because hay says, Mutter lo says al pi kederas chamin. So that means there was a kedera that had chamin in it. Whereas gimel is kedera yirekonis. Let's see that inside in the Prima Gadim. So he says, look on page 5 in the Prima Gadim, in the second arrow. Look, between the two arrows, the line that begins Zed Derech Bishol. You see that line Zed Derech Bishol at the end of the line says, "V'siv Gimel l'hoshiv al gabi kederi konis shenosin ata af hayasham me'esmim kol mokum kaven shirei konisi lo havaraki kira gerufo ketuma." But since it's rekonis, so that's not called a kedera. That's only called what, like a blech. Like Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, it's a crooked blech, but it's only a blech. Mm-hmm. So therefore, just like you can't take chicken from the fridge and put it on your blech, so you can put it on the inverted tin.
What does crooked blech do for you?
So it's like a blech. So it could be mater shehiya, it could be mater if you odor biyodo, but
to, any blech, right?
Right, but to take from the fridge.
Well, it's crooked. Well, it's not going to determine whether it's crooked or not.
No, it's just. No, it's just the metzias. It's not called. In other words, the kula of kedera al gabi kedera, he's saying, doesn't apply if the bottom one is empty. Even though it's still elevated, still, most people who I know don't cook on empty pots. Also, right? Most people don't cook on empty pots. Yet he's saying that that's still called Mexican Mavasho. If you take, you have an inverted tin on, or whatever, and you put it on top, then it wouldn't be good.
Is Mexican Mavasho only a concern when it's Agave Aish? Or is, you know what I'm saying, can you have Mexican Mavasho?
No.
We spoke about this briefly with Rav Avadi Yoshita, because he holds that
Rav Avadi Yosef is the only one who permits, as Rav Shechter pointed out, to take food from the fridge and put it on the blech. Put it on the blech, Shabbos morning.
Without a kedera, gabi kedera.
Because he holds that the blech itself makes it ein derech bishul b'kach. Because who cooks?
And he does this based on a different achron, or just. Doesn't he usually have?
Yeah, he has achron. Yeah, he has achronim that he quotes. By? Yeah, and he also was makel even if there's juice in the chicken, because he says as long as rov yovish, he holds his mutter. So he has two kulas.
But what are the other shitas on that?
Yeah, well, that we had a shear, you know, a month ago. But the other shitas. Are that has to be totally dry. That's why my body holds that, and therefore, if there's a little moisture, so you can only do like my wife, Shabbos morning, you make those cutlets, right? Chicken cutlets. Chicken cutlets, there's no liquid there. But the chicken that has the that we have for Friday night, because then we don't put it on the, you know, don't reheat it on Shabbos.
So Ravadia holds it's not in their official b'chach, so no concern of Mexican Mavasho, because in their official. And it's in their, well, if there's a fire there, right? Agabe Eish.
Well, he holds once there's a blech, that's not called Agabe Eish anymore. Everyone else holds that's not good enough. You need, like the Rashba says, you need a Kedera. So the Chiddush of the Prima Gadim is that the Rashba's Kedera has to be a Kedera that has either water or cholent, or, and then you put it on top of that. But if the Kedera is Reikonis, then they're not.
You can buy such blechs, right? With two layers.
Yeah, two layers, right.
The Kedera unblech. That's the market.
Yeah. So do you like this teretz?
I don't like this teretz.
You don't like this teretz. So then you have to give me a.
When you say you put the chicken cutlets on the blech directly, so what? That's not everyone agrees to that. Also, we think
we're in the we don't put it direct. What we do is, we have a hot plate. And we have inverted tins on the hot plate.
So you said the chicken on the Friday, and then you implied, at least the way...
Right, but I didn't say out. Right, I just implied. So what we do is we put on the inverted tins on top of the hot plate. And then we're also makpid to put it on a Shabbos clock and put the chicken cutlets on the inverted tins before... the Shabbos clock goes on.
Okay. You have to put the inverted tins on when it's hot. Forget your thing with the Shabbos clock, but can you put inverted tins on it?
Yeah, in other words, is there a shaila of Bishul?
You can't put a blech on Shabbos.
Why?
I don't know. Everyone always has the blech on before.
Yeah, okay, that we have to, in other words, the question is there a chashash bishul on the tin, you see? That's if it's, you know, you soften it.
I buy it. You know, one is talking about Kedera Yishana Reikanis, and the other is talking about Kederas Chaman.
Yeah, so you like it.
It's two different. It's two different types of.
And the svara and the svara.
It's a blech and one is.
It's two different types of kederas.
It's more distant. If you learn like the kedera that's full up with food already is more distant than Mechzei Kibishul, than a kedera that's.
Drop the svara.
Right. Yeah. You have much more to absorb. Something's absorbing all the heat.
The solid transmits heat, there's an error.
Clearly there are going to be other ideas on this too.
Yeah, so but let's still dwell on the Prima Gadim's. So if you look,
we're not talking about Gimel Kedera Reikonis, we're talking about literally in the pot. We're not talking about on top of an empty pot, right?
What does that mean, Kedera Reikonis? Does it mean inverted?
Right, it means in the pot. It means in the pot, right?
You tell me.
I think it's in the pot, no?
So the whole world...
I don't think it makes a difference. It should make a difference.
The whole world says it means inverted.
Really?
Because if you're just in the pot...
then that's a blech.
It's still a blech.
Right.
I don't think it makes a difference. It doesn't say it's in the state of the blech
and an empty pot that it's in.
So Yubachavin, maybe that's your Lubavitcher roots. That's going to be in a future packet. The Alter Rebbe... The Alter Rebbe, I didn't put it in this packet, it's the next packet. The Alter Rebbe wants to say maybe that's the answer to the question. That if you put it on top of a pot, whether it's full or empty, that's kedera gabe kedera, that's okay. The reason why this kedera kanis is not good is because you put it in the kedera kanis, so there's no hefsek of avir, and memela, that's like putting in a blech, because you just have the bottom of the pot.
I have a good answer.
Like that?
No, but the big agave. It says agave kedera kanis in Gimel, doesn't it?
So, you know, what's the lotion?
The lotion is agave kedera.
Agave. What?
That doesn't mean on in it. It means agave on top of the.
Right. So you could.
Very hard. It's my anti-Lubavitch.
Right. Right. Agave, unless you want to say agave means on top of it, when you put. You're right. That's why probably most people don't learn this way. But he'll say that no, if you put something in the thing, that's on top of it. You want to say no, that's called in it. That's not called agave. Okay, but that's. I think that's Rav Gutman points out from the Alter Rav Gutman from Williamsburg, the Alter Rebbe. So according to the Alter Rebbe, any time you have an inverted tin.
When you say the Alter Rebbe seriously, what does that mean?
The Alter Rebbe means the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Balatanya. He's called the Alter Rebbe.
In the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he writes this.
Yeah, but I'll have that in a future packet. I didn't put it in this packet. So if you look in the Sefer Or Halavana,
is he Claire Stiros in the Shulchan Aruch or it's just really his summary of the halachos?
No, but in the bottom he has the Kuntros Achron that he clears all the more intricate things. But it's in a packet to come, as you should. So in the Sefer Or Halavana on page 12, he wants to give a pshat to explain the Prima Gadim, this chilek between.
Who's the Sefer?
So he's a Rav Yeshua Chelo from Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Talmud Chacham from Mexico. Yeah, where we mentioned it last week. So he says like this. He wrote an excellent form, Or Halavana. Mamish Moiridik.
He's still living?
Yeah, I think so. Trying to think if I met, did I call him once?
Fish Sleeta, he must be there.
Yeah. Well, Baruch Hashem, you should know, somebody once opened my Sefer, and I quoted somebody, and he said to me, how do you know my father? And I said, I know him, da-da-da-da. And he says, how do you know I know your father? Because my father was just Nifter and you wrote Zatzal, so obviously you knew by the fact that you were able to, you got, because you quote someone else in your Sefer who was Nifter many years ago and you call him Shlita. So I knew that you must have some in to know my father. That's what he said to me.
Good beer.
Yeah. Oh. So on page, he says like this.
Maybe you just read the obituary, it's pretty studiously.
So look on page 12 on the left side, Venira. Venira de Kavanoso Lomar, de Menir Kedera Reconis, Boro Shokol Kavanoso Hurak Listo Masachom. He's trying to explain what's the chilek between Kedei Rekonis and not. He says like this. If you have an empty pot, the whole purpose of the empty pot, what was the case? There was, his food was getting, was about to burn, so he had to make it less hot. So he take the inverted pot and then he put it on top. So he says you can do it as long as you're holding on to the pot. So he says, Kavanosu hurak listo mesachom. V'nitpala ha-kedera la'esh, li'oz b'geder kisa la'esh. So the memela, the kedera, the empty pot, is subordinate to the fire. So therefore, it's like, the whole purpose of it is to cover the fire. So it's subordinate to the fire. So b'meila, that's why it means that's like a blech, because it's the whole purpose is to cover up the fire. But if you have food in it, then it's not just to cover up the fire. It's so therefore it's not nitpal to the esh. Therefore, it's so you put it on top. It's like a new place. That's one explanation that he gives.
I'm sorry.
Can you just explain again? I get the words. Can you read it?
Right.
All he wants to do is to quell the heat because his food is about to burn. V'nitpala hakadera leish, and the kadera is considered subordinate to the fire. So mamela, when you put something on top of that, you're putting it on gabe eish. Nitpala eish liyos begeder kisu leish. Ukshem she bekira grufuk tuma oser. Just like if you have a blech, you can't put it directly on the blech. Also, lishos lechatchila, meaning you can't put it from the fridge to the on the fire. Kamo came eish mechusa, like they could they recall this also. Aval miniach yedera meleya, but if the bottom is what?
It's full.
Borosh ain't kol kavrosu lechasis as chom akdir. In other words, the point of putting a full pot is not to quell the fire. It's just to warm that thing. And Gamr Tzor L'cham HaGedera, it's not only to cover the fire, it's to heat the food in it. Memela Ein HaGedera Nitpelas, so Memela, the Kedera is not considered subordinate to the fire. The Ozrak Yikusul Eish. El Nechshav Mokom Chodesh. In other words, putting it on top is considered in a new place, and that's not called Al-Gabe Eish. It's a new elevated plateau, and therefore it's okay. So that's why you could take something from the fridge and put it on the kedera if the bottom kedera has food in it.
He means more than lishos, he means even half saris.
No, but lishos lechatchila, that means chazar without the tanoi chazar. That's the phrase lishos lechatchila.
So we're talking that there is a black or there is nothing.
We'll see. Simple pshat, not necessarily with a blech, just the kedera. The Chazon Ish gives another explanation, all within the Prima Gadim. Chaim Chazon Ish, because of Kol Shech Tachtonu Malei Haya Balas Chom Akira Feina Chom Olel Al Yonu Michom HaKedera Hilcha Gom Mimafsik Mikedera Ikonis The Hosam Chom HaKira Salka Lamala Mashmi Derav The Chol Kolim Kabel Chom Yosher Mekedera. In other words, the question is, are you getting heat directly from the fire, or the fire is heating up the food, and then the food is heating up your second level of food? So whenever you're getting directly from the fire, that's al-gabe eish. Whenever it's not directly, because something else got heated up, and that thing that got heated up will heat the thing on top of it. That's kedera al gabe kedera.
The Chazon Ish doesn't hold the blacks. This is a solution.
So that's the yeah. So that's how the Chazon Ish explains. But that's all within the Prima Gadim. Oh, so. So many people tainted.
Sorry, how does the Chazon Ish differ from Pashat Pshat in the Prima Gadim?
The Pashat Pshat, well, the Pshat the first Pshat he gave was that it depends on whether you in other words, if you're only doing it if it's a Gedera Rikonis, so you're only trying to quell the chom. So therefore, it's tufel to the esh. So now you're putting something on top that you're putting an al gabe esh. But if you're putting food there, that's not to quell the chom. That's for the food. So remember, that's considered another. That's not called al gabe esh.
That's the first pshat in the or
halavana. You're right.
But it seems to me that the Chazon Ish's pshat is the simpler one. Like that's the plain.
meaning the Supreme God.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Oh, so then what's the nafkamina between the Chazanish's pshat and the other pshat? So look on page 13. The Sefer Shalmayon on the right side. Sefer Shalmayon is on Rotza Lalos nafkamina Gedol Ladina Ben Habir Shal Habir Alacha Labir Shal Chazanish. Okay, Gavna Sheiniach Kedei Rekadis Al Gabi Eish Mechusa Bepach. Oh, so what's the din if you have an inverted tin but it's on a blech? It's on a blech. Would the Prima Godim then be maskim? So many years ago, I heard Rav David Feinstein said that he thought that an inverted tin is not going against. See, Rabbi Willig always said, "Oh, inverted tin, that's against the Prima Godim." So Rav David Feinstein and Rav Shechter said that too. Rav David Feinstein said no. He said, if you have a blech and you have even the Prima Godim would be maskim. Why? So he says, very well. So he says, if you hold, like the first day, what he calls the Bir Halacha's opinion, that once there's a blech, so that's mechasa the esh. So then, the kedera ikonis is not tofel to the esh. So that's kedera al gabi kedera. And the Prima Godim only said it when there was no blech. You follow? But if it's the Chazanish's reasoning, that it's question whether it's coming directly, so that's, it's not going to make a difference when it's a blech or not a blech, because it's still coming directly from the fire. But the question is, when the Prima Godim says you need food in the bottom, was he only talking without a blech, or even with a blech?
David says that without a blech.
Right, but with a blech, he would be moida. He would be moida. This I heard so like 20 some quote from David Feinstein like 20 some years ago. This thing. But I never understood the pshat until two things happened. Until the Or HaLevana came out and he says this idea, because once there's a blech, so now the blech is coming to mima, you know, quell the heat, and then the kedera al gabi kedera could be considered a kedera even though it's empty, right? But he says that's only within the first shita. Within the Chazanish, he thinks it shouldn't make a difference because there's no food that's still coming directly from the fire. Then Rabbi Olbaum.
One second. So is there a problem with the food that's on the first layer, first
rung? That was put on before Shabbos.
Right.
That was put on before Shabbos. But you're asking, how you can have a kedera al gabi kedera? How do you put the first kedera on? The answer is, the first kedera you put on before Shabbos.
Okay.
Then on Shabbos, you put the one on top.
But you never eat that food.
Right. That you leave. That's the showcase.
Or Rav Avadya put the first kedera.
This is the hot plate.
Oh, he will.
This is the hot plate.
Yeah.
And this is the inverted tin. And then you put the pot on top of the inverted tin, and the inverted tin is empty.
Right.
And that you call kedera gabi kedera.
Right. Right.
Okay. And that's what you do.
Yeah, right.
And then he puts the pot on top of that.
But we also makpid to do it before it turns on. That's a separate thing.
It's like our whole discussion about kli sheni, kli shlishi, whether even it is such a thing as kli shlishi. Nobody says that there's a kedera al gabi kedera al gabi kedera, or at least no one that we've seen thus far. Is that right?
Yeah.
So if you chazanish, you
need
all three.
So one second, but at Rabbi Olbaum on page 19, when he wrote the Minchas Chen, I was very excited. Chelik Beis. So he says, how could it be that everyone is going against the Prima Godim? All these people with the inverted tins are going against the Prima Godim. So some people, like Rabbi Willis says, yeah, you can't have an inverted tins if you're a prima garden person. But he says this same idea. So he says that's the chiluk. If there's a blech, then it's the whole thing is different. Then even the prima gadim is masking.
Why would Rabbi Willis allow it? It's not their official. So even if it's empty gadera, it's not their official.
No, well, that's the Rav Soloveitchik thing.
It's a crooked
blef. Yeah, so but you can't. But just like we don't follow Rav Avadi Yosef to take something from the fridge and put it on the blef,
right.
Because it's just a piece of tin.
So when does Rabbi Willis apply this idea and not their official? Once you're gonna have this conflict with the hot plate.
Well, he's the big hot plate proponent.
Got it.
They put on a hot plate because some people don't cook on a hot plate, so you can put the.
So people don't cook on a crooked blech.
That's called al gabei esh.
And that would be considered their official even.
Right. He's machmir even on other things also, but.
Seems like it's so interesting because the one thing you make of is not their official cook, and on the other hand, you're machmir with a crooked blech.
Yeah.
So
that's the chiddush of Rabbi Wolbaum here. That this is what David Feinstein told me many years ago. That the chumrah of the prima gadim is only that I heard in his name from Rabbi Shlomo Moshe Sif. That the chumrah of the prima gadim is only when you don't have a blach, because of that's far. Now there's two more terutzim we'll say over now to this question of the stira. And what is in the Dogel Mervava, the Noda Behuda, on page 2, on the bottom? What? No, that's another teretz. Mm-hmm. That's not the. See, what's the case here? In hay, what are you putting on the kedera? Panadish. So what is that?
Barakas.
Now, how do you make barakas? Meaning.
In a pan.
In a kedera, in the oven?
I would make it in the oven.
In the oven?
Yeah.
So the question is like this. What if you put something on top of the stove, like a challah, on top of the stove? Is that Mexican vashel? Or do we say, well, no one ever... Challahs you bake in an oven, so memela, to put it even on gabe ha'esh... Whoever does that, because you don't bake that way. See, if you have a piece of chicken, so a piece of chicken can be cooked on the top of the stove. But something that's baked in an oven, could you put it al gabei ha'esh on Shabbos? Even not kedera al gabei kedera, because it's not mechzir kemavashel, because this sug oichel is never made that way. So that's the discussion in the Ran. The Ran says that maybe that's not every Nogiz. The Ran says that, look 3 lines from the bottom. Mitam shekosef Aran, kaven the pandish udover shein darko lafoso al gabi hakira. Because pandish you never make on the stovetop. So therefore, it's not mechzikim of Ashel. The only reason you're doing it is you want to just heat it up. So memela. So Mimela, that's why it's okay. So Mimela, there's no stira. He says he's only makel kedera al gabi kedera by pandish, because pandish anyway is not cooked that baked that way. So Mimela kedera al gabi kedera alone, he's not makel. Just like he wasn't making on Gimel. But if you have the tziruf, the hadnish kula, that this type of food is never cooked or baked that way, so therefore that's what he was making. That's another teretz. So according to that, you only can do kedera al gabe kedera if it's like a challah or something like that. You want to heat up your challah or something that's not. So that's not as famous a shita. But it's a different teretz. And the third teretz is based on the Magen Avraham, that there's a chilek between solid and liquid. That we're only makel by. Whereas there's no chiluk, like Rav Avad Yosef says, I'll see it in a second. There's no chiluk between empty and full. It's all mutter. Oh, so why were we machmir in Gimel? He says because he says Gimel is talking about soup. So you have hot soup, so therefore you can't, even hot soup, you can't put kedera al gabe kedera because we're afraid you'll put cold soup on it. That's how the Machzis HaShechel says. So therefore, we machmir. In hay, it's talking about a solid. So a solid, there's no problem. You see, kedera al-kabe kedera, you can only do if you got rid of the Doraisa issue. I mean, it's only a question of a Darabanan issue.
Wait, why are you allowed to put in Gimel if it's a liquid? You're saying
Gimel is a solid.
It's a solid, therefore what?
So therefore you could do Kedera al Gabe Kedera on a solid.
Empty? They're no different.
No different, right. Right, not like the Prima Gadol.
Right.
That's how Rav Avadya likes this. And there's no problem.
Why do you need it there before then? Why can't you just put it on the bluff? Point to Rav Avadya.
He
can't use that.
No, but he holds a blech is like a kedera.
Do you mean this is a kedera?
In other words, we don't hold from that part of him, but he's saying even if you don't want to accept Rav Avadya's thing that a blech is like a kedera,
yeah.
But he's saying like this: hey, the Machzis HaShekel based on the Magen Avraham's interpretation is hey is talking about a solid that you want to put kedera, a piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Or, so you want to put that kedera al gabe kedera, that's okay. Because the deraisa, you got rid of the deraisa, it's only problem mechzikim avashel. So, it's not mechzikim avashel because it's kedera.
Nothing to do with full or empty.
Nothing to do with full or empty. And gimel is tafshil, he wants to learn that tafshil means a liquid. And therefore, a liquid, even if it's above yatzo lettuce bow, you still can't do kedera al gabe kedera because there's a gzeira. Maybe you'll put it when it's cold, and then you'll violate bishul daraisa. So, but there's no chilek between full and empty according to those. So the prima gadim is the one who makes the chilek, and then we had two pshatim within the prima gadim, and then we had maybe the nafkamina if there's a black, maybe the prima gadim would be moda. But then you have the dugal mavavas teretz. That there's a chiluk between something that the Shulchan Aruch only matzit kedera al gabe kedera, but tziruf, something that anyway you don't cook on the stovetop. And the other teretz of the Magen Avraham of the Machzis HaShekel is the difference between liquid and solid.
Mole and Rekness makes no difference to the Dogma Baba either.
Right. And that's here. The Machzis HaShekel is here on page 18, on the bottom of the right side. We're this chiluk. The cause mutter to him compadish. See, change their bishop. And that's based on this Magen Avraham here on 17. With the Michalik of this Gzeira, that it might cool off. Okay, we'll have to see more. But that's the general approach here. So those are the three terutzim to the Kasha. And next week we'll see the Alter Rebbe. I wasn't going to say it over today, but since who said over?
The ancestor.
He said over the Alter Rebbe. So with the Alter Rebbe, so there's also no difference between full and empty. Because with the Alter Rebbe, the whole thing, as like Rav Gutman said, is totally whether there's avir mafsik, a kedera, a blech, you're still putting it on the fire. There's no here. There's elevation. That's the key. Elevation. So elevation is a whole different thing. But then we have to come to the hot plates, and we'll discuss that more. But the hot plate discussion is totally on this discussion as well. So lemaisa, we use the inverted tins. Now the inverted tins might have another cooler. Something like Rabbi Badi told me, he was masking that if the inverted tins, it can't get yatzo lettuce bow on top of the inverted tins, that even if you don't hold, if you want to hold like the prima garden, it'll still be mutter if you can't get yatzo lettuce bow. That's where we got this new hot plate. So it has, it's covered up, but it can have different settings, which is covered up. And so the first week we got it, we put it on low, and then the food was cold. Then we put it on medium, it was still cold. Well, I don't know which Shabbos you came. And then the third Shabbos, we put it on hot. And then we got...
For the purpose of there is the elevation, you know what I'm saying? So he just did that.
According to the Alter Rebbe.
Right.
So that he says... Al Gabi Kedera means in... Al Gabi Kedera comes in... I also thought that was strange. But Rav Gutman, you should know the Alter Rebbe. You know, Rav Gutman is Satmar, and every time I ask him a shaila in Or HaChaim, the first thing he quotes is the Alter Rebbe, because the Alter Rebbe became accepted in Chassidish circles other than Chabad.
According to Mishnah Berurah, in Ashkenazi circles.
Yeah.